Waiting patiently on line one is my good friend. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington and Ellettsville and Monroe County and all those other things. Jeff Baldwin joins us. Hey, did you watch any basketball last night?
I watched a little bit. Yep, watched Michigan. Enjoyed that. My mom's a Michigan grad, so.
Woo! Yeah. They shot the lights out. Eight different players making three-point shots, 14 of 24. They led by, I think, 30 at one point. It was a clinic in how to play basketball.
Yeah, ugly. And then, of course, watched the women, went to that, too. And like you said, the sun is up, but the boilers are down. that felt good. They did a great job, and kudos to everybody who was there. The crowd was spectacular.
5,546 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall to see Terry Morin's Indiana Hoosiers beat Purdue 73-51 in third-round action of the NIT. It's the biggest crowd in that building for women's basketball since 2012. And the good news is Indiana, Jeff, will host on Sunday.
Yep.
They await the winner of Kansas State. Well, they're having a hell of a week. And University of California, Davis. They will play sometime today or tonight in Manhattan. And then we will know who will be heading to Bloomington on Sunday. And once we get all that information, we'll make sure we share it with everybody as well. So congratulations to Terry Morin and her crew for making all this possible. It's a great run. One more time to see Tyra Buss. One more time to see seniors, Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill. So that's a great deal on it. But you've got other things besides basketball to talk about. When life gives you lemons, you make...
lemonade. And boy, that's just the first of many items to chat about. Busy times for the Boys and Girls Club, but obviously busy times for a lot of parents. But Lemonade Day is coming again, and looking forward to our kickoff, registration kickoff, which will be next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 31st, in a great partnership with all of the local Kroger stores. We will be stationed at every single one of them, engaging parents, engaging kids, talking about Lemonade Day and getting them registered between 11 and 3 on that Saturday.
And there's plenty of Kroger's to do that at, so you've got every part of town covered. That's a great idea.
We do. Well, it was, you know, and they were so good to quickly say yes to us, so kudos to Kroger's for that.
And I want to make sure people know about this. It seems like you and I just talked about Lemonade Day last year and getting ready. That must mean we're getting older when time passes.
Got that right.
Passes quickly. Lemonade Day is available to who, and how much does it cost?
Yeah, so it's really at the cornerstone of Boys and Girls Club programming is to tear down the barriers, right? Make sure that every child has an opportunity to present and to participate. And the cost to register is nothing. You end up with a T-shirt. You end up with a backpack. You end up with the curriculum to guide you through the process of developing your business plan. Again, all for nothing. No dollars. All of our great sponsors that participate. Cook is our lead sponsor again this year. It's just fabulous opportunity for families, parents, aunts and uncles, kids to participate and learn how to develop that business plan and then go out on what will be June 16 this year. Lemonade Day will be a little bit later, trying to take it out of the school year, so it might be a little bit easier for folks to do.
Well, older brothers can help younger brothers, older sisters, younger sisters, whatever it may be. Jeff, I don't know how to build anything. If you tell me to make a lemonade stand, I can't help at all. So I'm eliminated from the conversation.
And that, not at all. And the number of people who are handy today is a dwindling number, right? And but that should, don't let that be a barrier. We will have information at all of our registration sites for Lemonade Day University, which will be coming up here within probably the next month. You come to this very brief Saturday event. It takes you through a variety of teaching modules that will help you to walk out the door and go, okay, I've got this under control. I know what I need to do. And even if you're not handy, there are a lot of easy ways to put together a very creative stand.
And I just thought of a very creative idea. You and I are going to get together, and we're going to build 50 of these lemonade stands, all different, and we're going to rent them out. It's going to be Jeff and Glasses. Well, I mean, because not everybody can afford a brick-and-mortar store, we would be like the food truck of the lemonade stands. You come by, you rent one, you rent one for an afternoon. That's part of your business plan.
That's exactly right. Not a bad idea. We'll start going.
Somebody will get on that. There's always somebody out there one step ahead of the curve. Now, lemonade, I want people to understand this is great that this is going to be later in the year. That date of June 16th jumps off to me as right around Taste of Bloomington?
Yes, yes.
So that's even a smarter thing to do because, number one, you're going to have a built-in audience.
Yes, you will.
And number two, you have no weather to worry about except for that two-hour storm that always happens in the middle of Taste of Bloomington. That's usually at nighttime, though, so you should be should be okay on that. Kids don't understand how to have a business plan. Kids don't understand. You have all of this information. Basically, you have an outline of how to do this. So even if you have no experience, oh, geez, I've never been in business. I don't know how any of this works. Well, try it. What's the worst thing that can happen? You can sell some lemonade and bond with a kid?
Absolutely, yes. And it's, you know, and again, the curriculum is a very easy guide to follow, but very comprehensive and takes kids through all the important aspects of a great business plan, from location to recipe to pricing to all of the financial elements of it and creating a budget. So it's a great experience to get kids thinking about their future. What role are they going to play in society? What purpose are they going to fill? And there's nothing like getting out there in a real semi-serious situation and have kids engage with adults and sell their wares.
And there's three tenets of this you want kids and even the adults working with them to really learn about. Tell me about those. You want to save it? You want to spend it? What's the other one?
Yeah. So it's save a little and spend a little and share a little. Of course, we want kids to enjoy what it is that they earn, and they can spend that on something they're looking forward to. We certainly want them to save. We've got a serious national crisis in regards to the number of people who are putting money away.
That answer would be zero right now.
Well, it's about that, that's a future thing that we're all going to have to face before too long. But we've got to get our kids thinking along those lines. And it's interesting that so, you know, good solid percentage, somewhere in that 50% range of our kids who participate, open a savings account for the first time in their lives, which is obviously the teaching is sticking and becoming a part of their lives. And then the last part is to share a little. And every year, somewhere around $15,000 goes back into the community from all these kids who are participating in Lemonade Day as they share with local nonprofits and other organizations who need public help and look for that to happen. So kudos to all those kids who contribute in that very powerful way.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Monroe County. One final thing. I don't want people to think this is all completely free. You have to buy your lemonade stuff you're going to sell, and if you're going to sell some cookies or whatever else goes with that, that does come out of your pocket. But you're going to sell it, make some money on it, and learn about how all of that works. So it's a really, really cool economic life lesson. You name it. Banking lesson, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's a great catch-all. And doing it outside of the school year is awesome. You know why? Because it won't feel like schoolwork. That's a great idea. Good stuff on that. I know you're busy. I know you got other stuff going on. Lemonade Day is down the road, but you've got some stuff right around the corner we need to know about.
We do. A couple things really important. Actually, three things I do want to mention.
Take your time. We're not on a word count or a pitch count here. The bullpen is not warming up. You're all right.
I love that. All right. So, you know, here comes summer. What are parents going to be doing with their kids?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Boys and Girls Club is a great, great option. If you know, there are many folks who have taken advantage of Camp Rock over the years. We have a facility on Lake Lemon. Nothing quite like it. The day camp opportunity to have kids out there on the shores of Lake Lemon. They're swimming, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, trail hiking. Great, great summer program. Those slots are going super fast. So if you are interested in Camp Rock, if you've heard a lot of good things, you want to register, you want to get to our website very quickly and try to find a slot or two there to fulfill the wishes of kids that I know are going to love that kind of outdoor activity.
Now tell me how that works, Jeff. Do I have to go 6 weeks? Do I have to go 4 days a week? How does that work? Some people get overwhelmed thinking, well, I can't afford 3 months of summer camp.
Yeah, that's great. So that leads me right into the next thing. So it's 1 week at a time. Sure, you can sign up for the whole summer, but you can pick and choose the different themed weeks that we have, and do on those off weeks whatever else that you'd like to do. We also offer, and you know, we don't talk about this much in public because it's really offered to parents who are looking to fill some holes with Camp Rock. But we have a program at the Lincoln Street Club called Summer Center, and it makes it very affordable for families to have their kids engaged in all day program. You can drop off your child as early as 7:30 in the morning. They stay in program with us all the way till noon. All the club sites open at noon and are open then till 6. So you can have your child engaged in Boys and Girls Club programming from 7:30 in the morning until 6 p.m., late afternoon, early evening, for $75 a week. So it's an amazing opportunity. You can go to our website, go to the Bring Kids tab, go on down to the Lincoln Street Club, click on that, and it'll take you to the Summer Center details and how you can get registered for that.
Well, the Lincoln Street Club, isn't that under construction? What are you going to do, help them lay bricks, do a little masonry work down there? What are they doing for the summer?
It is very much under construction. And August 1, we will be moving back in to that facility. Right now we're at 1201 West 3rd Street, wonderful partnership with Weddle Brothers Construction in what was their, and still is their, one of their office complexes, and serving the needs of about 110 kids a day within that site. But we are going to combine the Crestmont program and the Lincoln Street summer program at the new Crestmont Club, the Ferguson Crestmont Club up on 12th Street. So know that that's the case. We're going to be having all of that meet there for that program this year. So that club is going to be busting at the seams for this summer.
Well, that's why you built it, so it could hold all those kids. Tell me how the Crestmont Club's going.
Super well. Great stuff. Loving it. You know, about 120 kids a day at this point, continues to grow. Families are loving it. Kids are loving it. So great to realize success within that community. So many kids walking to the club, which is just wonderful too. But things have been going extremely well, and we couldn't be more pleased.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest today. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington, both of them. And everything else that's at both of them, there's more than two, isn't there?
There's three.
Right. Yeah. Tell me about the Wine Hole Fine Wine Festival. This sounds delightful.
Yes. So we've got Big Red Liquors has been for, I would have to say, at least 20 years, maybe more, a supporter of the Boys and Girls Club through typically a couple different events. And one of them is typically a wine event. And this year's event is really very special. It's the Fine Wine Festival, which will take place on April 27th at Deer Park Manor from 6 to 8:30. You have to have a ticket in advance. There's only 125 people that can attend, 125 tickets to sell. There'll be 50 wines that they're offering for tasting. All of those wines range in price from $40 a bottle to over $200 a bottle. So wines that I know I personally would never even think about buying, and I'm sure a lot of folks are in that boat as well, can come and enjoy that opportunity. There'll be food as well. I'm taking care of that. And the folks at Malibu Grill, the Tap, and at Yonko's are all going to be pitching in for food. So it's a great opportunity to not only try wine, but come and literally have the equivalent of a meal at this event. So, again, April 27, 6 to 8:30, Deer Park Manor. You can go to our website at bgcbloomington.org and go to our news and events tab, and it'll take you to where you can get
it. Well, it's right there on the front page. Where do you think I'm getting all this fine information?
There you go.
It's impossible not to see. And it's impossible not to get there. The fine wine, yeah, it shows you which wines are going to be on that, how to get there, everything else that's going on. So great stuff there. Now, for those folks that maybe don't love wine, Beer Festival, we've done that before. Is that coming up a little bit later in the year?
So what they've done, they've taken that off the tab. And
Switched. I see what you mean.
Yes. So last year they did a bourbon and whiskey event.
Right.
In October, which was immensely successful, and certainly we'll be doing that again. So we'll be keeping everybody informed as that comes close. And also have to give our ladies auxiliary or auxiliary a shout out.
Oh, it's time, isn't it? That's right. I saw the email come out last week.
Yep.
Pre-kits are available, and that is, tell me who the pre-kits are for, Jeff, because I don't want people to hear us talking about it and think, oh, I've missed it or I've missed the festival. We're taking baby steps here to get to the grand finale, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, for years and years, it was on Strawberry Shortcake Festival Day. That was the day and only day you could get any kind of, dessert. However, the ladies have gotten very, very smart in their tactics and now offer pre-sale kits.
There you
and
go.
Anyone can buy a pre-sale kit. And what it is essentially 10 servings. They bring you the bread, they bring you the strawberries, they bring you the ice cream.
Eat it in the comfort of your office. You don't have to leave. You can get it all over your keyboard and mouse, and no one will even know. And it's for folks that can't get down to maybe the square during the event, and it's a great way to help. Well, you get to enjoy everything. And tell me who your big partners are with the Strawberry Festival, because that's the Ladies Auxiliary has to staff all that. You've got people playing music, you got clowns and everything else going on there.
Oh, it's a fabulous, it has become truly an iconic Bloomington event on the square. And gosh, it's just such a great day to come on out and enjoy that right there amongst everybody else who is flocking to the center of town to enjoy the Strawberry Shortcake.
So, I'll do a better job on the weather. I think last year it was a Fountain Square event, but
it was in my 12 years at the club, it was only the second time that's happened, but it still went very well. The pre-sale kits, believe it or not, eclipse the day of sales by quite a bit now, but still huge crowds come out, and we love it.
Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chair, whatever it is, just sit on the courthouse lawn and enjoy it. I've been to plenty of these, and I will be back again this year. When is showtime this year? I know it's May, right?
Yeah, May 3rd.
Great.
It's always a Thursday, with the which is the new Friday in the week. And
for who, Jeff? Jeff, for who? Who's that for? The new what?
The new Friday.
That's Monday for some of us. That makes me itch a little bit. I'd suggest the Trojan Horse for lunch and then just walk, or as I do, waddle over to the courthouse square and just enjoy some more dessert on that. Remember, you don't need any pre-sale kits. Have nothing to do with the day of the show. Pre-sale kits are for folks that can't make it, so do that. When we go to the Strawberry Fest on May 3rd, we don't need any tickets or anything in advance. Everything you pay for right there, right?
That's right, yeah. Strawberry Fest is show up and pay for your ticket right there and get your kit. And run through very, very quickly for the Wine Fest, though. Got to go to the website. Got to get those tickets ahead of time. Can't show up at the door for those. Lemonade Day kickoff Saturday, March 31st at all of the Kroger stores, 11 to 3. And
Since everybody goes to Kroger all at once anyhow, they'll all see that. So that's a good thing.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, day before Easter, so a lot of folks are going to be coming into the store. And we're going to engage as many as we possibly can and get them excited.
All right, good. Well, I want to hear all about the Lemonade Day progress. We definitely need to have you on around tax day to make sure we're ready for the Strawberry Festival as well. So put that down in your calendar and get back to
me,
my friend. Have a great weekend. Have a great Easter. Enjoy the basketball on all levels. Go Hoosiers, and we'll get caught up next month, buddy.
Thanks, Glass. Sure do appreciate you and GCL for all the great support.
Anything we can do to help, Jeff, let us know, please.
Thank you, sir.